Daily Mite. Why does God allow wars? If there's an all-powerful God behind the scenes, people often ask, why would he allow such horrible wars? Why doesn't he put a stop to it all if he's in control? Although God hates war and its bloodthirsty perpetrators, and is soon going to intervene and set things right when he destroys them that destroy the earth, Revelation chapter 11, verse 18, he hasn't yet, because in so doing, he would have had to put a stop to the main idea of his whole great design, man's choice. Man brings all this evil upon himself through his own sins, his own hand, literally dying by his own hand because of his refusal to receive the Lord, follow God, or obey his word. But if the people would just turn to the Lord and repent of their sins and ask for his forgiveness, he would lift the curse and there would be wars no more. But they won't. And so he has to let the wars come and all the horrors that man brings upon himself to show what a mess mankind is without the Lord. Are you a person of peace or a wager of war? Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Matthew chapter 5, verse 9. Join the peacemakers and help bring peace to the hearts, minds, and souls of men through the Prince of Peace, Jesus, who will soon take over and stop man's wars.